looking at the curse of the law this week. Galatians 3:10 says, as many as are under the works of the law are under a curse. And so we don't want to be under dead works, under the works of the law. We want to live in the freedom that Christ has bought for us to live in. And so today I'm going to look at another symptom of the works of the law. We've been looking at number one, we're feeling without purpose because you're not doing the right thing. And Jesus says, no, you have a purpose because you're in fellowship with the Son of God. You are loved by God and you can walk in relationship with Him. Then there was another one, that we're feeling guilty constantly and we are hard on ourselves because we're not doing things perfectly. And that's also something we have to get rid of because Christ has done it perfect on your behalf. And then today I want to look at anxiety, stress and worry, which is another symptom of works of the law, living under your own strength. 1 Peter 5, here in verse 6 to 8, it says, therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. The progression of these scriptures are so interesting. It basically says, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. So if you're up here and here's God's mighty hand, if His mighty hand is moving down here and you are up here in your pride, then He doesn't have thrust on your life. But when you humble yourself under His mighty hand, now God gets thrust on your life and He can lift you up. You see, our pride is what keeps us away. Now, how do I humble myself? It says right here, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. And then next verse, casting all your care upon Him. You can humble yourself by throwing your care upon Jesus, getting rid of that anxiety. Your care and your worry many times is what keeps you away from the grace of God, the flow of grace. And if you're away from the flow of grace, then you're automatically under the works of the law. You're under human strength, human effort. And so we humble ourselves by casting our cares upon Him. And guess what? Next verse says the devil loses his grip on your life when you do that. It says casting all your care upon Him. Next verse, be sober, be vigilant. About what? About the previous verse, about casting your cares, about worry and care. Be sober, be vigilant, because your enemy, the devil's looking around like a roaring lion. Looking for whom? Looking for worried people, stressed people that he can devour. You see, he can't devour anyone. He's looking for those people who are not living under the grace of God and are living under the works of the law, aiming for some kind of a perfection that they'll never reach. And that leads many times to stress, anxiety, worry. And that can give you a bad life. It can really hurt your heart to the point where people die of heart attacks and all kinds of diseases because of that anxiety that rests on their lives. So let's be free from the works of the law. Let's come under the grace of God and allow the Holy Spirit to show us how to handle situations. Many times He just wants you to think about one thing at a time and speak to you about the next thing that you need to do so that you can live a life of peace in Jesus' name. Always remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved.